play where you score the build-up, winning the ball back. What'd you see as it all unfolded?
Yeah, I mean, I think they played into midfield, and I was just kind of on my front studs, ready to press. Like, we work a lot on counter-pressing, you know, and our reactions. So once I saw that ball being played, I thought I could step up and win it, which I did. And then obviously it popped up to Chicho. And I think just momentum to continue my run forward. And then obviously a little bit of luck. I'm not sure if Andres was crossing it or shooting it, but I was just, you know, making sure to get myself in the box when I can. And then got an outstretched leg to it, and I'm glad it went in.
It looked like two different games in the midfield. The first 40 minutes, you guys looked like you could pretty much do whatever you wanted. And then there was a lot more big switches, direct balls over the top later in the game. What happened? What was the difference?
I think in the first 30 and 40 minutes, we kind of stuck to some of our principles of, you know, our structural principles of where our pivots were in the midfield, you know, kind of positioning ourselves behind that front line. But I think as the game wore on, I think we kind of got away from that and kind of dropped a little bit deeper, which meant their midfield could just sit back basically, because we weren't really breaking anything with our line of pressure. So I think it's still early in the season, something that we need to work on. Just, I think, continually finding the right pockets behind the striker so that we can, you know, engage their midfield and draw out their midfield so that we can then find our 10s and play more like how we did in the first 30, 35 minutes.
The last like 20 minutes or so of the game, did you feel like the team was playing with a lot of confidence out there, or were people kind of grasping for something to do?
I think we still had some confidence. I think we were still controlling the game, you know, playing in their half most of the time. But obviously when you're down a goal and you're chasing in the last 15, 20 minutes, the game becomes a little bit hectic. You know, you're pushing numbers forward. You lose the ball in a bad area, they're going to counter. Obviously it might not look as pretty, but that's just how soccer goes, you know? So I think we still have the confidence, and unlucky not to break them down, but something that we'll work on.
Emeka, congratulations on the goal.
Thank you.
So you seem to have solidified a starting role in the midfield. How do you feel about that? And are you confident that you can continue to hold that down in the midfield?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. You know, I mean, I think soccer's a big game about confidence, you know, so once you string together 2, 3, 4 good performances, you just build on that. And I think, you know, just going into training, working every day on the basics and continuing to work on that. I mean, I worked on it all through preseason, beginning of this season. I think it's just, I've gotten better since I've been doing that. I think I've gotten so much better since my first year. And I think I can only continue to get better if I continue to work on those things and continue with my work ethic. So continue to do that, continue to solidify my spot, hopefully in the midfield, and then just, you know, take it day by day, week by week, but not look too far in the future and just work on going in every single day to training, next game, and focusing to be better than I was the day before.
Is there anything specifically that you're working on to improve, or do you just focus on everything in general?
I think the way we play now with our pivots, I think it's just super important. Like our tactical awareness and like our position of where we position ourselves, because where we position ourselves is that allows for other players on the team to then get free. And, you know, we've only been doing it for what we started in January, so 2 months now. So I think just becoming more used to that, you know, and that will come along as we continue to play together, continue to solidify our structure and how we want to play, just working on that. And then I think just body shape and scanning, really, because those are really the simple things to do in midfield, but they're game changers, because if you can do that, then like nobody can really press you. You can get out of anything really, really well. So I think working on those two or three things is my goal.
It seemed like there was a bit of frustration both from players and fans with the officiating tonight. And I think I noticed that you were one of the guys that went up and maybe had a conversation with some of the officials after the game. What were you kind of talking to them about, I guess, and how do you balance when to approach and talk to the refs and kind of when to lay back?
I mean, I thought for the penalty, like, first, I thought I got pushed. If I go down, it's probably they're going to call a foul. They didn't call a foul. And then he's saying, my arm's not in a natural position, but like I'm swiveling my body, you know? So if he wants me to put my hands behind my back when I'm trying to, you know, hold people off, then what am I supposed to do? And then, I don't know, their second goal looked like similar to the penalty that we gave up where he might have outstretched his hand, but nothing there. Chicho might have got something, nothing there. I don't know. I feel like it was a little bit inconsistent, but I mean, that's the game of soccer. It's won and lost on different moments, and can't do anything about it now. The game's over, so you just got to move on to the next game, really.
Yeah, and then kind of on a silver note, it seemed like Pablo was talking a little bit about trying to handle emotions better in a game like this. How do you approach that personally, and maybe what do you think you guys can learn as a team in that aspect of handling emotions better?
I think it's really just staying focused on the task at hand. You know, obviously the first 30, 35 minutes went well, and then the last 10, 15, obviously we gave up the PK, and then, you know, heads kind of start to drop. You're kind of looking around. I think we just got to find, I think just look at each other and just find some strength, some confidence in each other to know that this is one of those tough moments that we're going through, you know, to really focus for these next 5 minutes and bunker down and then get through that, because soccer's it's a fast game, you know. There's different moments in the game, and it comes and goes. So if you can last through those tough, hard times, then you're going to have better times. You're going to have time for the ball. It's going to be good. So I think just more focus, you know, overall. It's hard, you know, it's a 90-minute game. You know, it's hard to focus for the whole entire 90 minutes, obviously. So I think just continuing to work on that mental strength and things like that.
Emeka, congrats for your score.
Thank you.
What a combination of feelings. The score, the penalty, plus the result. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I know. Roller coaster of a game, really. Obviously, excited to score my first goal, and then to give up the penalty is a bummer. And then, obviously, to lose the game, another bummer. So, I think, it's done now. Like, we're going to obviously see how we can be better from that game. Obviously happy for the goal, but not happy with the result. So hopefully just going to training again on Tuesday, more hard work, shore up some things, and then work hard at training. Obviously we have a bye week. We go to Vancouver the week after that. So then just look forward to that Vancouver game to be better.
Trying to score again.
Hey, that's my goal. I would love to get on the score sheet more often, you know.
Yeah. One more for Emeka, and then we'll have Katrana.
Can you kind of tell us the difference in mentalities between playing in a central midfield role and an outside back role?
I think outside back is different in the fact that you kind of have the whole game in front of you. So you're never really checking your shoulder as much, not really focused on body shape, because you're always kind of facing forward when you get the ball, you know. While in midfield, you have pressure from all sides, so you have to be more aware of where you are, the spaces that you're occupying, and what you're going to do with the ball when you get it. Because sometimes right back, you'll get it, you have time to just, you know, drive a little bit, provoke a little bit. But in midfield, like, you turn into pressure, and you're going to get, obviously, tackled right away. So I think just finding that balance of spatial awareness in the midfield and you know, just having a picture of what I'm going to do with the ball before I get it. And I think those are the two biggest differences between right back and center mid.
Emeka, one from me. Pablo, we may have heard, he often compares you to Diego Chara, or a young Diego Chara, mm-hmm. when he started with Portland. Does that name mean anything to you? Does that comparison invoke a specific emotion?
I think he's a wonderful player, obviously. He's been in the league for probably almost 15 years now. So, like, I mean, if I were to have a similar career to him, I would be extremely, extremely happy. So I think it's big ups to Pablo for saying that. And obviously a long, long, long way to go, but definitely super excited that he said that, and just want to continue to work to get to that level.
Yes, my follow-up is just, in 30 seconds, is it easy, or can you explain the difference between what the pivots are supposed to do in the old system and now in this system?
Yeah, I think in the old system, we just didn't have any really numbers in the middle, and our pivots were kind of tasked with kind of coming deeper and finding the ball off of our center backs, and then trying to make the game almost as pivots. While now it's more, we're behind that first line of pressure and really, really close to each other so that we can have some of those really good combinations that we had in the first half to attract their midfield. And then once we do that, deeper layers, like our 10s and our 9 are going to be free, you know, and open. So I think it's a big change, but I think it's a really good change because it allows us to dominate the ball more. I think we've dominated the ball in, honestly, the majority of the games that we've played, and it works well. Obviously, sometimes we haven't got the result, but I think if we continue to work on it, it's a long season, we'll get the results, and keep on working.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.